KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Well, the State Dual Wrestling Championships took place yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and the Atlantic Trojan Wrestling Team earned a third-place finish in the 2A state duels, as they were able to win a couple of different dual matchups yesterday. And the first duel of the day saw the Trojans defeat Denver Tripola 39-33. In the semifinals, Atlantic went on to fall to West Delaware 46-10. So they ended up in the third-place match last night, and that got underway at 7 o'clock. And the Trojans finished the day with that win in that third-place duel over Creston Orient Maxburg by a score of 43-25, as the Trojans pick up that third-place victory. And they will, of course, take that third-place championship back then to Atlantic. So congratulations there to the Atlantic wrestlers on their good day yesterday at the state duels in Class 2A. Also in Class 1A, it was the Underwood Eagles becoming state runner-ups as they opened up the day by defeating Alburnett 41-27, and they went on to defeat West Branch 46-23 in the semifinals. That put them in the championship match in Class 1A, and the Eagles fell to Nashua Plainfield 53-16 in that 1A championship duel, as they took home that state runner-up title there at the State Team Dual Wrestling Championships. So congratulations to the Underwood Eagles as well on their great finish yesterday. The traditional state wrestling tournament begins here today and continues through Saturday, and we'll have live updates from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines throughout the three-day event, and you can find a list of our report times on our website at kjn.com on the sports page. And our first report today will come your way at 10:20 later on here this morning. Your final place finishes in the dual teams overall. In 1A, it was from 1st to 8th, Nashua Plainfield, Underwood, West Branch, Don Bosco, Woodbury Central, Clarion Goldfield, Alburnett, and in 8th, Martindale St. Mary's. In Class 2A, Assumption Davenport took home the championship, and West Delaware finished in 2nd. Then it was Atlantic in 3rd, Creston Orient Maxburg in 4th, Webster City in 5th, Spirit Lake Park in 6th, Charles City in 7th, and Denver Tripola in 8th. In the 3A results, it was Bettendorf taking home the top spot. West Des Moines Valley finished 2nd. Iowa City West finished 3rd. Waverly Shellrock finished 4th. Ankeny 5th. Linmar Marion finished 6th. And Cedar Rapids Prairie 7th. And Southeast Polk finished in 8th place. So that's your final results there for you from the State Dual Team Wrestling Championships. And once again, the traditional state wrestling tournament gets underway today at Wells Fargo Arena. High school basketball last night and some boys play in 1A District 2. It was Charter Oak Ute 48-45 over Westwood of Sloan. 1A District 3 saw River Valley defeat Siouxlon Christian 65-18, and Hinton defeated Remsen St. Mary's 48-46. In 2A District 2, Little Bar Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove won over Alta Aurelia 63-58. And in 2A District 4, Sioux Rapids Sioux Central was a 57-47 winner over Emmitsburg. Also in girls basketball action, in Class 3A Region 1 play in the quarterfinal round, it was Clear Lake over Iowa Falls 54-23. Humboldt defeated Webster City 68-56. MLC Floyd Valley was a 60-34 winner over Spencer, and Spirit Lake beat Algona 58-31. In 3A Region 2, it was Carroll 50-26 over Storm Lake. Denison Schleswig topped Perry 54-35. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 72-48 winner over Harlan. Sioux City Helan defeated Lamar's 83-40. In Class 3A Region 8 action, it was the Atlantic Trojans on the road last night to Glenwood to take on the 5th-ranked Rams, and Glenwood won that ballgame 75-33, so that'll wrap up the season for the Atlantic Trojans. Creston also defeated Red Oak 62-43, Dallas Center Grimes 39-30 over Norwalk, and Winterset 58-38 over ADM. And also in 4A play in Region 8, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln defeating Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 63-25. Now in Class 3A Region 8, the semifinals now look like this, as Winterset will take on Dallas Center Grimes at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening in Adel, and Creston will be on the road to take on Glenwood, and Glenwood hosts that 7 o'clock on Saturday night for that tip time as well. And there is lots of area high school basketball going on in classes 1A and 2A here tonight as well, as they'll continue on with some of their postseason play later on here this evening. In college basketball from last night, it was Denver Holmes banking in a three-pointer with 0.6 seconds left to lift Evansville to a 63-62 win over Northern Iowa last night. Holmes' three from the top of the key was his second in the final 18 seconds, the first to put the Purple Aces ahead 60-59. Johnny Moran then answered with another three for Northern Iowa with 8.6 seconds remaining before Evansville called timeout and Holmes again connected at the buzzer. Panthers in the loss got 16 points on the road from Seth Tuttle and 13 from Anthony James, 10 from Chip Rank. The Panthers had rallied from a 10-point deficit in the second half to get a 3-point lead late in that game, but they end up losing there on that buzzer beater. Also in the Missouri Valley play, it was Jordan Clark grabbing 16 rebounds. Ravonte Rice and Kurt Alexander scored 15 points apiece as Drake upended Bradley 62-55 last night. And Drake never trailed in the second half and led by as many as 18 following a first half in which the Bulldogs trailed by as many as 9 and went scoreless for about a 6-minute stretch. And Drake shot 47% from three-point distance, while Bradley only did not make a single three-pointer in that contest out of 11 attempts. Despite its first-half troubles, Drake scored two unanswered baskets in the first half's final minute to lead 24-20 at the halftime intermission. Also last night in women's college basketball play, Iowa State had a big second half as Chelsea Poppins scored 17 points, grabbed 12 rebounds, and Hallie Christofferson added 14 points as Iowa State pulled away in the second half for a 66-47 Big 12 victory over Kansas on Wednesday night in Hilton Coliseum. The win moves Iowa State to 15-9 overall and 6-7 in Big 12 play. They're in a tie now with the Jayhawks for fifth place in the Big 12 standings. Iowa State trailed 23-21 at halftime before the Cyclones scored the first 14 points of the second half. When Christofferson hit Iowa State's third three-pointer since halftime, the Cyclones led 35-23 with 15:42 remaining, and they went on to roll for the win there, 66-47 over Kansas last night. The University of Iowa's former women's track and field coach, Jerry Hazard, has died at the age of 61. Hazard was a women's track and field coach for the Hawkeyes from 75 to 95, and he was a Big Ten Coach of the Year in 1989 and coached 44 individual Big Ten champions while at Iowa. Officials did not disclose the cause of Hazard's death, only saying that he died unexpectedly in his North Kingston, Rhode Island home. In the NBA last night, Jeremy Lin continued his amazing streak of play with a career-best 13 assists, and New York Knicks got back to 500 with their seventh straight victory, 100-85 over the Sacramento Kings. Lin had 10 points as well. Also, Tony Parker had 34 points and 14 assists for the Spurs as they extended their season-best winning streak to 9 games with a 113-106 victory over the Toronto Raptors. Marco Bellinelli made a career-high 6 three-pointers and scored a season-high 22 points to lead the shorthanded New Orleans Hornets to a 92-89 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. Kevin Martin tied a season-high with 32 points, and the Rockets beat the Thunder 96-95. Sean Marion had 16 points and 10 rebounds, leading Dallas to a 102-84 victory over the Denver Nuggets. Josh Smith matched his season-high with 30 points and grabbed 17 rebounds to rally the Atlanta Hawks to a 101-99 victory over the Phoenix Suns. Gerald Wallace scored 24 points. Jamal Crawford hit a key three-pointer and a pair of late free throws to lift the Trailblazers over the Golden State Warriors 93-91. The Clippers ended Washington's modest two-game winning streak 102-84. And Rodney Stuckey scored 25 points. Ben Gordon hit the three three-pointers in the opening 4:09 of the fourth quarter during a game-breaking spree that carried the Detroit Pistons to a 98-88 win over the Boston Celtics. Rookie Kyrie Irving scored 22 points in his return after missing three games with a concussion, leading the Cavaliers to a 98-87 win over the Indiana Pacers. Ryan Anderson had 7 three-pointers and 27 points. Dwight Howard added 17 points and 14 rebounds as the Magic shot their way past the 76ers 103-87. Rudy Gay scored 25 points, and Tony Allen matched his season high with 21 to help the Grizzlies beat New Jersey 105-100, and Minnesota beat the Charlotte Bobcats for their 16th straight loss, 102-90. In college basketball play last night, Harrison Barnes scored 23 points, and number 8 North Carolina rallied from an 8-point deficit in the second half to beat Miami 73-64. Also in the rest of the top 25, Marcus Denman had 17 points to lead 5 teammates in double figures, and number 3 Missouri avenged an earlier defeat with an 83-65 rout over Oklahoma State, which had beaten the Tigers by 7 points in Stillwater last month. Unranked New Mexico stunned 13th-ranked San Diego State 77-67 behind Kendall Williams' 21 points. Dante Poole hit 4 3-pointers and scored 25 points as number 16 Murray State clinched its third straight Ohio Valley Conference title with a 75-66 victory over Southeast Missouri State. Cody Zeller scored 23 points for Indiana as number 18 Indiana passed Northwestern by a score of 71-66. Drew Viney scored 17 points. Anthony Ireland had 16 as Loyola Marymount upset number 21 St. Mary's 75-60. Jack Cooley scored 17 of his 22 points in the second half to lead number 23 Notre Dame to a 71-53 win over Rutgers. And 7-foot center Garrett Stutz hit 4 3-pointers and scored 21 points to lead number 24 Wichita State to a 73-58 victory over Missouri State. That's the Shockers' fifth straight win that clinched at least a tie for the Missouri Valley Conference title. Also last night, Alabama Birmingham held SMU to the lowest scoring output ever in a Conference USA game, defeating the Mustangs 47-28. SMU made just 8 of 46 shots at 17% against the Blazers, including 3 of 29 on three-point attempts. The 28 points topped the 36 points scored by UAB against Southern Miss on January 12th in conference play, and that was in 2002. Overall, it was the lowest ever scored by SMU in the shot clock era and its second lowest since 1950. The NCAA has for the first time posted credentials for every Division I team to add transparency to the process of selecting the 68 teams for the NCAA tournament. It still won't be easy when the time comes to make the decisions. Jeff Hathaway, the chair of the NCAA's Division I Men's Basketball Committee, says that college basketball is filled with more quality teams this season than ever before. To help fans and media understand the selection process, the NCAA has added links to its website that rank teams by RPI and team sheets that break down the raw numbers for every game played. And three key defensive players on the TCU football team are among 17 students arrested in a campus drug bust. Linebacker Tanner Brock, the Horned Frogs' leading tackler 2 seasons ago, defensive tackle DJ Henry, and quarterback Devin Johnson are among the 4 football players arrested. Coach Gary Patterson says he was shocked at first and then hurt and now mad. School officials say the students have been separated from TCU, but it's not clear if the players have been kicked off the team. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.